Dick, I understood you to say a while ago that you were in Africa. That was news to me. What did you do in Africa?
Well, when we first went overseas, we landed in Africa. We went there into a big staging area where we stayed near Casablanca for about 10 days. Then we took rode in boxcars, which you call 40 and 8s, overland to Oran.
Did you see many of the natives in Africa, or were you in that section where we see what we in the States call natives?
Well, in Casablanca is a modern city, of course, but on the outskirts you'd see natives, which you call Arabs or Arabs, whichever pronunciation you prefer. You also saw camels and a lot of sheep and goats and just the way that they live.
How did you find it? Was it clean there? Would you like to live there? Do you think it compares favorably with conditions that you're accustomed to at home?
Absolutely not. The sanitation over there is very bad, and conditions are... as Sam just said, it stinks.
Well, then after you... Or rather, as you told me a while ago, I believe you said that Rommel had been run out of Africa. And then when you left Africa, where did you go from there?
When we left Africa, we left there about the 6th of January in 1944 and landed in Naples, Italy on January the 11th, 1944.
I see. And then from Italy, you went to the Philippines. Then what happened after you left the Philippines? I haven't heard anything about that yet.
Well, after I left the Philippines, which was 25 months later after going overseas, well, I started back for the United States.
And how long did that take you?
We left the island of Luzon on the 8th of December and landed in San Pedro on December the 24th.
Sam Wagner just asked me to find out what a 40 and 8 was. I don't know what he thinks it is, what he thinks is a club or something, but maybe you better tell him.
Well, a 40 and 8 is a club, which is part of the American Legion. However, where the 40 and 8 got its name, it's a boxcar which will hold 40 men or 8 horses.
I should ask him which he was, but then I'm not going to say that. Anyhow, after you got back here in the States, I'd like to know a little bit more. From the time you got in the States, when did you get home?
Well, as I said, I landed in the States on Christmas Eve and arrived in Camp Atterbury, Indiana, on January 1st, and I was made a civilian on January 3rd, 1946.
Well, didn't you get one of these so-called DTs or TDs or something? I haven't heard you say anything about that either. How about that?
Well, I don't know what you mean about DTs or the other term that you use. No, I got a permanent discharge, not temporary duty.
I see. Well, then, now that you're a civilian again, how do you find the housing situation?
Damn bad. You ought to know.
Well, I find it very good. I have a house. I don't have to worry about anything. What are you going to do now that you're really back here? Now, tell us seriously now. We would like to know about it.
Well, after a short vacation, I'm going back to work. Where I'm going to be, I don't know. Go ahead.
I understand that if MacArthur runs, he probably won't get your vote, but I just wonder what you think of Truman now that you're back.
Well, the same as about 90% of the country.
Which is, I don't know what, but I understand if our friend Ike runs, that you'd probably think he'd have a pretty good chance. Is that right?
Yes, I think Ike would have a pretty good chance of getting elected. However, Truman, no.